by Joseph Githigara Kakamega. Governor Fernandez Barasa has ordered striking doctors in the county to report to work tomorrow at 8 a.m. He has ordered a head count to be taken of all doctors who will not have reported to work as directed for disciplinary action to be taken against them. All striking doctors must report to their respective working stations tomorrow by 8 a.m. and resume their duties without fail. A doctor who will not be found at his or her working station will be sacked, said Barasa. Governor Barasa, who addressed the media at the county offices, said, "We won't hesitate to dismiss any doctor who will not have reported to work by 8 a.m. We have many qualified doctors who can work diligently when you get replaced. The doctors are not indispensable. I hereby order and direct them to resume their work as negotiations on the grievances are being addressed," said Barasa. He went, "The Employment and Labor Relations Court Judge Byram Ongaya declared the ongoing strike is illegal and they, doctors, must abide by it. That is the stand we as the Council of Governors, COG, have taken." Judge Ongaya, on April 3, ruled that the Kenya Medical Practitioners, Pharmacists and Dentists Union, KMPDU, suspend the strike and ordered those negotiations be completed within 14 days and that the parties report back to court by April 17, this year. The strike notice remains suspended and the Whole of Nation Approach Committee to be completed in the next 14 days and the parties to report back in court, Judge Ongaya said. Governor Barasa said as a result of the ongoing strike, theater, surgical and special clinic services have been affected, adding that even in the dispensaries, the number of patients going there has drastically reduced. "I want to tell the general public that health services at the dispensaries are ongoing and those who are sick, should go and seek medical services," said Barasa. As the strike drags on, the consequences of inaction have become increasingly dire. Preventable diseases go untreated, chronic conditions worsen, and lives hang in the balance as the healthcare system teeters on the brink of collapse. "My child has been sick for a week now. At Kakamega County Referral Hospital, children under 5 years are normally treated for free but now, after tests are done, you are sent to private chemists to buy prescribed drugs whose prices have been inflated as a result of the doctor's strike," said John Kabole, real name withheld. Fanisa Winja, not real name, said a doctor came to the hospital and advised her to take her sick mother to a private hospital in Kakamega where specialists are based. On arrival, "It is the same doctor who was the specialist now working in the private hospital. I paid shush 2,000 as consultation fee and shush 20,000 doctor's fee and for the 2 days my mother spent at the facility, the bill was shush 87,000, said Muza Winja. She said her family was forced to sell their only 2 dairy cows to raise the money. Earlier, Kakamega County Health Executive Dr. Bernard Wesonga said the county has employed doctors on a temporary basis to offer critical services. "We have consulted our governor and through his support, we have been able to hire LOCAM doctors temporarily to work with our nurses to ensure we have a continuous service delivery," said Wesonga. "In critical sections like ICU, renal, theaters, and maternity we are offering services but in clinics where the services of specific doctors are required, we have problems but we plan to hire more doctors on temporary arrangement to forestall challenges such as strikes," said Dr. Wesonga.